Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Show. I'm Gwen Ferry. I'm in South Florida. And with me today are Jack Dodell and F. Wayne Johnson in the country. We have an hour of discussion. Anybody who would like to call in, we'll take calls today. I throw that in. We've had a lot of live listens that don't show up in the chat room, so I'm just putting it out there. This week, our legislators did us some really wonderful favors. These are the details. Wall Street can now gamble with taxpayer-backed savings in a bill mostly written by...
Yay!
By Citigroup.
The marijuana legalization in D.C., and they've allowed corporations to cut the pensions of 10 million workers, and they've cut $300 million from housing assistance to the homeless, and they cut another $300 million, they were in the $300 million zone this week, from grants to low-income students, and they gave it to the loan collectors, and isn't that special?
Ooh. They also cut $93 million out of WIC programs, you know, women and infant children, nutrition programs. I don't know what these guys are thinking, but they're nuts.
No, they're doing what they're told to do by whoever's really paying their paycheck.
That's right.
Today is a National Black Day of Silence on Sunday, December 14th today. It's a nationwide moment of silence for people of color murdered by gun violence in protest of extrajudicial killings and demand for federal government intercession for security of civil rights. People have blacked out their profiles all over social media, and we've been asked to not do any, posting or social media networking or anything, and at the end of the show, we will have a moment of silence, as Jack Jodell suggested. To open up the show today, guys, I thought I'd play you one of the, it's a bullet with a hit. What do they say on radio, Jack? This one's becoming a bullet.
That's right. It's climbing the charts faster. This one is a little bullet. That's right.
This is what's climbing the charts. Let me play this.
5% of the detainees, 25% turned out to be innocent. They were,
where are you going to draw the line, Chuck? How are you going to know?
Is that too high? Is that, you're okay with that margin for
error? I have no problem as long as we achieve our objective, and our objective is to get the guys who did 9/11, and it is to avoid another attack against the United States. I was prepared, and we did. We got the authorization from the president and authorization from the Justice Department to go forward with the program. It worked. It worked now for 13 years. We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of Al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11.
He'd do it again, guys. He'd do it again. New York.
That's right, because, you know, hell with international law, because he's above it.
Yeah, he's above it. He's above all law.
That's right.
Jesus. Hey, guys.
Send them to the Hague. Send them to the Hague is all I got to say.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, there's no end to doing right.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, these are the guys, and this is what the Congress has done for us this week, and these are the guys that people are still convinced have some kind of worth or value and how their lives are managed on the national level, because the camera goes to their faces and records their words, and people go out and say, well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gwen, as Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche's famous quote there from the mid-1800s was, convictions are more dangerous to truth than lies. And there's the perfect example of it in Dick Cheney.
He has convictions. And Nietzsche was one to embrace everything, so you can't fault him.
That's right. There you go.
Dick Cheney should be convicted.
Absolutely. Well, he at least should be standing trial. He would be convicted, but at least should stand trial.
Yeah. Well, you know,
along with Bush and W.
Maybe Santa will give him a one-way ticket to the Hague.
There we go. I'm contributing to that one.
Yeah.
If Bush or there's about eight of them on a list now, that several countries, if they even come near or get into a country that has extradition, they're in jail as war criminals.
That's right.
I was going to say, a lot of people don't realize, and I really want to bring this up, due to the fact you mentioned it, but Rumsfeld was in France to, you know, like receive a award or give a little talk. But as soon as they found out he was in France, the French police were converging on him to arrest him to extradite that warrant for his arrest. And he made it to the embassy. They put him in the back of a Mercedes-Benz. He laid on the floor of the back seat. They covered him with a blanket. They hustled him over the border to Germany, where they took him to a U.S. Air Force base, and they flew his ass back home because he was converging on him to arrest
him. What a coward. It's too bad the French weren't a little quicker and didn't grab him.
That's exactly right. They got tipped off that the French police were coming to get him, and they hauled his ass out. They actually smuggled him over into Germany to an American Air Force base in Florida. Kind of war criminals and the warrants out there for that whole administration.
Yeah. It's true, but you know, even if they did execute an arrest warrant on someone like that, someone who has been of service to the state here in the United States, it would go through diplomatic channels. They would release them, and they would be sent back to America. You know that would happen, right?
Well, that's a true statement, technically,
not a diplomat, so that diplomatic immunity may not hold sway in that case.
That's a good point, Jack.
Because of his service to the United States as in a capacity as a Secretary of State, defense? I'm sorry, I always get that mixed up.
He's a Secretary of Defense. Matter of fact, it was his briefcase, an architect of the Iraq War.
You're right. That was, like I said, it was on his briefcase. Mm-hmm. The encrypted communication that I heard, the exact order saying when the first ones were to go in was the Air Force. They were going to land and secure the oil wells. Then when the main battle force, like the tanks, caught up with them, they were to turn those oil wells over to Halliburton. I heard that with my own ears on Donald Rumsfeld's encrypted communication briefcase.
You know, and another thing, by that same logic, Gwen, Hermann Göring should have been released.
Jack, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
We just got pinged. Wayne Johnson, will you please just say what you said about about Halliburton and all of that? Will you say that again, please?
Yes. I was working for a company as a regional sales manager dealing in surge protection for equipment. The company's name was Page One Science in Alexandria, Virginia, and I was called in. It was a rocker switch that has a surge protector on it. I'm looking at schematics. There was a bank of capacitor and coil which set the frequencies, and I told the gentleman's name was Marshall Shahoyan, and I told him, I said, Marshall, you're hitting a frequency here. He put his hand on my arm and said, that ain't even in the book. The tag on the handle said Secretary of Defense.
Well, and you said I'll, something about Halliburton.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's what it was. And the thing was, these were officers from the Pentagon, too, that, they openly admitted. So it's all about the oil. But the message was, and here, and I will repeat it slowly, the message was that the airborne, I think it was the 101st, was to parachute in and secure the oil wells on the day that they were going to start the invasion. And the orders were that when the main battle force caught up with them to where the 101st Airborne was with those oil wells, they were to turn those oil wells over to Halliburton, quote, unquote.
Oh, Jesus.
Corruption. Well, gentlemen, the first time that got said, it got audibly pinged.
Okay, what's that mean?
Well, I saw the, what do you call it, go up on my board, and it, like, ping the on air from on air red to it went ping and my on air sign flickered.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So in other words, it was I thought it was like you know, what the Homeland
Maybe
Security
an
was listening to us. Yeah, censorship, yeah.
I've heard our friend Pinko the Bear will say that he knows sometimes his words get garbled. But Blog Talk Radio is just absolutely filled with what would be considered subversive, radical indie news right now. So
okay, well, there we go. I hope the second time it went through, because like I said, this is what I know to be a fact personally.
Yeah, interesting, Wayne. That's a very interesting fact.
I've led quite an interesting life, yes.
And I'm not at all surprised, because I wouldn't have put anything past that administration, or you know, really what we're doing today too. There's a lot of things we don't know about that aren't really above board.
Mm-hmm. Well, but anyway. Like I said, we talked about Nietzsche and divulged what I know to be a fact, personal experience fact, and I even gave you the names of the location.
That's great. And we were on the topic of diplomatic immunity, and my point was, just before we found out about that ping, was that, you know, by that logic, Gwen, Hermann Göring should have been released, because he was only doing service for his state, too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Milosevic, who doesn't have the power and the strength of the U.S., was going into, they arrested him in Serbia and took him to The Hague for his war crimes.
Right. Yeah.
The problem is, Serbia doesn't have the strength and the clout nor the resources
of the
to
US.
Prevent that from happening, like we have with Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and W. Bush and all the others.
Yeah, that didn't seem to stop the French in their attempt, though. So my hat's off to them for that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
New Yorker magazine put a publication out this afternoon saying that Dick Cheney was going to be the heading parade for, what does it say? Cheney lead. Something breathing into their...
Yeah, somebody's making noise. I don't know who it is.
Cheney was to lead the torture pride march through New York. So.
Oh. That takes the cake. That takes the cake.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised, though. I'm sure it'd be in a limousine. I don't think his heart would take the walk.
I got to ask you both, who do you think should be taking the responsibility for this torture report and how it's come out? Do you think it's supposed to be Democrats, or is it supposed to be, the House Intelligence Committee, which was under fire?
The Senate Intelligence Committee.
Our Senate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it came out of the Senate.
It did, yeah. Dianne Feinstein was instrumental in getting that out. Plus John McCain.
Yes, yeah. I mean, John McCain started
torture,
too.
Rare cooperative effort. Yeah.
You're right. I mean, it was a bipartisan thing, and that's what I think gave it some validity and clout, was it was bipartisan. Yes, this is what we did. This is the truth. We have the documentation.
Yeah, we got to be careful about that bipartisan term, because McCain was the only Republican who backed that coming out. He and Dianne Feinstein got a lot of criticism from Lindsey Graham, that little wimp, and a bunch of those other Republicans. They didn't like it at all.
The document itself, I've been reading all week long, was cherry picked too.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, the other thing.
Oh yeah,
came
it was
out
a
summarization. Yeah. The other thing that came out was that, you know, if this gets released, you know, all the foreign countries are going to rise up in, you know, all kinds of riots and outrage and stuff. And, of course, when it did come out, nothing happened, because it wasn't new to them. They already knew that. We haven't divulged anything that the rest of the world doesn't know.
The whole reason I was opposed to it from day one is the fact that these guys are stupid. They think they can operate in a vacuum and get away with this stuff. They don't realize that this encourages our enemies, whoever they may be now or in the future, to utilize the same exact thing on our own soldiers. You know, it's not a smart move. Any way you look at it, it's not a smart move.
No.
Well, you know, basically I'm of the lay down the weapons anyways tribe.
Right.
But,
I agree. Yep.
I have to say we do. Oh my God! It pinged again.
Oh, then this must be a really
I
good
have to
show.
Say that, you know.
Too much truth.
I think somebody's actually monitoring us this week. We broke so many of the laws that.
International laws.
Yeah, human
international
rights
laws that we signed.
We actually came up with. I mean, it was chaired and anchored by Eleanor Roosevelt, the human rights campaign. And it was an American baby. And this is what's happened, you know, and nobody is doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's
flying by.
It's par for the course. And, you know, I think we've reiterated enough on this topic right now. It's still in the news, and it's still unwielding itself or unrolling itself. But
Jack, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you think, quote, enhanced interrogation brings truth or facts to the table?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there was the interrogator.
The FBI has already determined that.
Yeah. You get more information out of treating a man decent, letting him touch with you as a humanities aspect, than you do torturing him. I want to give this. Let's look at our own history in Japan after World War II. There was a Japanese officer who was waterboarding U.S. Army personnel, captured.
Mm-hmm.
After the end of the war, he was hung to death for war trials for torture, and I'm doing air quotes there,
exactly.
For waterboarding U.S. American soldier prisoners.
Well, see, the right wing
attitude
is it's
was,
only torture.
If it was a sentence, yes.
If it was a sentence
of death for torture, then, and under Cheney, it's not. It's been blessed. No,
well,
I'm sorry.
By Cheney's reckoning, it's only torture if they do it against us. If we do it against them, it's okay. That's their double standard.
Yeah. Well, that's there. You go.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, it's really become a dance in Washington. There's a Yeah, it's a clear line in the sand. There's some people
well,
are
even,
lining
even
up.
The United Nations is weighed in on it, and they want to see some prosecutions too. And, you know, I support that effort wholeheartedly. I don't want us to be a haven for war criminals. I don't want us to commit war crimes. I want us to do warfare the way we're supposed to, the way we always had done prior to this this last administration.
Great.
Can we just leave the warfare aside and put the money towards...
Yes.
Something like, I don't know.
The environment, health care, education, relieving student loans.
Yeah.
I've always said the true wealth of a nation is in its educated workforce. You can run to the bottom of the, you can run to the very bottom by taking, yes, here we have, you know, kids, little, you know, 9-year-old kids sewing up shoes to sell for $100 because they're marketed as being the elite athlete shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to go down to that third world level, then don't educate your people.
Right, yeah. And, you know, the sad fact is college tuition, higher education, has risen 1,000% in the last 30 years. That is way ahead of inflation, and it's inexcusable. That is ridiculously high, and they're trapping students in debt and lifelong debt. They're trapping them.
It's
a disincentive to pursue higher education. The greed by the corporate banks is going to create nothing but a nation of dummies because nobody's going to want to go to school.
Well,
they don't want to incur the debt.
And if you want to be in control, you want to have a nation of dummies who will believe that there is no global warming, that there is no polluted wells from fracking, you know, everything that you want reality to be for them.
Yeah.
you keep them uneducated, and henceforth you can feed them a line of bull, and
then that's exactly
it.
What's going on. And you know, the Koch brothers are financing and feeding all this stuff behind the scenes, very sneakily, so that they aren't identified publicly. But it isn't working because people know what they're up to.
Guys, this is the old Milty
Friedman.
Friedman
School of Nonsense.
Yeah, what they really are looking for is for more and more of the younger people to go into trade schools and learn service techniques rather than higher education. We have a glut of lawyers.
They don't want thinkers anymore. They want slaves. They don't want thinkers. They want workers. That's all they want. And they want to whittle down their wages to nothing.
Any kid going into college has to take English 101, critical thinking and logical argumentation. There are rules that you go by to basically weed out if something is true or just bullshit.
Right.
If you cut out that English, that critical thinking, logical argumentation out of a person's, you know, armed intelligence,
right,
then you've got a drone. You've got just a drone.
It makes you wonder how
collects...
Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin never made it out of college, let alone out of their first quarter.
Oh, I think they were giving Mercy Gray degrees.
Must be, because they showed very little critical thinking.
No,
well,
absolutely
guys,
none.
Listen, too, aren't they both graduates of two-year school?
No,
they very well be right.
I think Palin did a full 4 years, but she did. It took her 5 years that she went to four different schools.
Yeah. Well,
and what did
and
she get?
Like,
she got a journalism degree. Boy, I don't see any evidence of that. Very little critical thinking, very little investigative ability. All she does is flip off bullshit, and she thinks she's got it all solved.
Right, which brings us back to the Nietzsche quote, you know, convictions are more dangerous to truths than lies.
Right.
She's full of convictions.
Yeah.
It's bullshit convictions, but she's full of them.
Right, exactly. She's never hesitant to spout them off. You know,
the point is that an education these days is, you know, I've met some kids that are stunning. They're pretty stunning. I mean, they're not going to seeking higher education or anything, but they sure do know what's going on because they have techno savvy, and they can read.
Right.
And that's all that they really need. You know that all the Ivy League schools are in the process of putting all, Harvard's already done it, putting all their courses online for free.
Wow. Cool.
I have heard that. Matter of fact, my oldest daughter just got a master's from Johns Hopkins in education, neuroeducation in this case. Mm-hmm. She is an educator there in Anne Arundel County. You know, a lot of, she was telling me, she said a lot of these higher, very prestigious universities are putting their courses online so that the everyday man can look at it and basically kind of self-educate himself, or at least get himself exposed to it, so he can start thinking about, the other aspects.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm a little confused here, Gwen. You said they're doing this for free? Well, to get certification then, or a degree, what do you have to pay them to?
So, yes, I believe so. But the point is, it's offering their
it's available.
Yeah, no, you can go on. You can see the videos of the lectures the teachers are giving.
Yep.
You
oh,
can.
That's
and
good.
Let me tell you what, a lot of these college classes, I mean, come on, man, especially in the Ivy League. There's 80 to 200 people in a class sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the same education you get if you were sitting in the
anywhere.
Class.
Right,
like sitting in class and listening to the lecture. These are video lectures.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well
that's good. And that if people will avail themselves of it instead of playing video games or sending jokes via email and. You know, if they will avail themselves of it, that's awesome.
Well
that's a very good point. You have to take the self initiative.
Right.
And to matter of fact, that's why I'm so diverse in a lot of my knowledge is because I was very proactive into saying, hey, this interests me. I want to dig in deeper.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can quote Nietzsche. That's why I can quote John Stuart Mill. That's why I can quote, you know, so many of these philosophers.
Well, like I said before,
I
we went on
to actually memorize them.
Yeah, like I said before we went on, the three of us and most of our listeners don't settle for one or two sources of information. We do our own investigative reporting or journalism, and then we report it on the show, and we go to a wide variety of sources, and we're not limited to one or two Rush Limbaugh-style and Glenn Beck-style programs, and that's about it. No, we do our homework, let's put it shortly like that. And, you know, you can't rely on the mainstream media. We've harped about this so many times, and it's very true, because they hold back so much stuff. They're famous for not reporting what they should be reporting. They just hold back so much stuff. There is very little mention of the climate change conference going on in Lima, Peru this past week. I happened to see it on Amy Goodman was on it every day on Free Speech TV, reporting directly from Peru, from Lima, and I learned a lot of stuff that's going on down there and the progress of the talks and this and that and the other thing. It's called COP20, COP20. And COP21 is going to be held in Paris next year, and they were going to pass a bunch of resolutions, which really ended up being pretty blasé, pretty meaningless. Especially the big powers that are doing the major amount of pollution in the country or in the world are just paying lip service to it all. They're holding back on what they had promised to do in the last climate change conference. And they're not delivering the goods, and they've got to start delivering the goods. John Kerry went down and made an impassioned plea, an old-fashioned kind of John Kerry plea, but he stopped short of condemning the XL pipeline and all that sort of stuff. But he did make some noise, and that was good.
Jack, I think they're dancing. I think they're dancing until the TPP treaty is signed and put into effect. Then you can just... You can kiss ass goodbye to any kind of global warming efforts to scale it back. That's just
That's probably a good point, Gwen.
As you both know, I wrote that poem, Man Evolves into Extinction. And it's just that is a foreseeable possibility and probably an outcome of what really is going to happen. We will evolve ourselves through stupidity into our own extinction.
Well, every year we're getting rid, in recent years we've gotten rid of an incredible amount of species of different forms of life, and it's accelerating rather than going backward. So that's not a good sign.
Happening exponentially, absolutely.
We'll do that to ourselves here if we aren't careful.
There's no being careful about it. We are going to do that to ourselves.
Oh yeah, man, and the sad thing is. They're talking about a modest, in my mind, it's too modest, but just a 2% or a 2 degree increase in global temperature. But they don't realize a global temperature of 2 degrees in the Caribbean countries, in the African countries around the equator, that could go up as high as 9%. That would destroy agriculture there. They're not known for their agriculture to begin with, but that would take care of it right there. And it would just make...
Well,
miserable,
Jack, I'd like to point out,
deal.
That 2 degrees is in Celsius, not Fahrenheit.
Well, centigrade, whatever it is, it's still a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's more severe in centigrade than it is in Fahrenheit.
It is, I see, okay. I don't know what I just heard 9 degrees and I thought, oh my God, you know. Maybe it was centigrade because it was the Africans that were talking about it. And knowledgeable climatologists from the African continent that were talking about it this past week. And I thought, my God, that's an incredible increase. And it would make sense because you'd see a greater increase, you know, at the equator than you would, you know, at either pole. But even so, there's global warming going on at the North Pole and the South Pole. The ice packs are breaking up and shrinking. That's not good.
Jack, the Westpac Navy's own research is saying that 90% of the heat that is that the Earth is absorbing is being absorbed in those oceans. That's
in
why
the
coral
that's right.
is dying off.
That's
you
right.
Know, right now, the Pacific Ocean is absorbing most of this heat. But, you know, and someone said, like, we had a big snow last year in Ohio here, and someone said, there's your global warming now. And I said,
that's what they always say. I know they're idiots.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing is, guys, that no single country can solve climate change. It has to be a global effort.
Cooperative effort.
Absolutely. The globalization of man.
And it also is a truth that 2014 is the hottest year that has ever been recorded.
Right.
And, you know, for leadership not to address this and to go with the profiteering of oil companies and coal companies and natural gas companies and all of the engulf and devour the planet, you know, profiteers. It's stupefying to me that the people are not. I got to tell you, gentlemen, I think that sooner or later it's going to be pitchforks and hammer handles.
Well, it could be coming to that. We don't know, but let's hope not. But, you know, people got to get smart, and it's just not smart at all. I saw a great film this past week on Free Speech TV called Groundswell Rising. And it told actual stories of people who have been adversely affected by fracking, by the invasion, the actual invasion of oil companies and their hordes into areas to search for oil, for natural gas, and the pollution was causing asthma, cancer, increased cancer rates among the population, and they were coming right up to people's property. Not good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and they have carte blanche, and when TPP is passed, they'll have more than carte blanche. They'll have virtually almost a global, what do they call it when they take your eminent domain?
Oh, yeah,
eminent
that's
domain,
terrible.
Yeah.
And what kills me is people are not pinning this on the person who's most responsible for hooking this all up. And that's that gal who was flying in that Secretary of State plane for 4 years.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And she's gonna populist talk her way out of it, but I don't think so. She's going to play the same game Bill played and that Obama played. And she's going to portray herself as a populist when in reality she's just doing corporate bidding.
She's an oligarchist.
Right, exactly.
And
well, that's not good.
There aren't any candidates that I can see. But this is just me personally. I know you guys have your favorites, but I don't see a viable candidate in that 1-2 position at all. I think that these parties are completely not for the people at all. They're all corporately owned and divided up.
Right.
And the few politicians that could make a difference don't have the political power or the financial backing to do so. It's a real quagmire.
If we use Occam's razor and just come down to the common denominator and weed out everything else, you find out it's because there's too much money in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, where
you
corporations are people too, you know. I saw a bumper sticker, a little thing.
Bullshit.
Says, I believe corporations are people just as soon as Texas executes one.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a very good quote, and that's true too.
Corporations are not people.
Yeah,
you know, bottom line, that's an insanity, and the Supreme Court in this, again, they're bought and paid for because the cash is there. Rule saying, yep, corporations are people. You know, this country
they're
has
composed
been pissed
of
off
people,
to the highest bidder for
in and of
too
themselves.
Long.
It's insane,
right?
Well, we're
right.
heading in that direction. So I had one question I was going to ask each of you. What is your personal political wish for the new year?
Ooh, good one. Go ahead, Jack. You start.
Boy.
I got to think about
this. Well, you know, you have to branch off into fantasy to get anything realistic here. It's almost come to that. I mean, we are so inundated with corporate bullshit right now that you just all you can do is wish. You can light a candle and wish and just hope. But I don't want to see TPP go through. I don't want to see XL Pipeline go through. I want to see I just want to see corporations, instead of growing in influence and in power, I want to see them receding. And I don't see any strong populist voice out there strong enough to overcome them at this point. Now, things can change. You know, the 2 years is an eternity in politics. And as it stands right now, it looks like Hillary's going to win the presidency. But we don't know. A lot of things can happen in 2 years, too. But right now, she's the odds-on favorite, I would say. I don't think Jeb Bush is going to overcome her. I don't think Rand Paul is going to. I don't think Ted Cruz is going to. And it's turned into such a nightmare, and it's all because of corporate influence and money. They got to get the money out of politics, and it's easy to talk about and damn near impossible to do. But nothing's impossible. But it's really a tough task.
See, for me, if I had a Christmas wish, I wish the corporations that have the money and have bought the influence would develop a social conscience to say, you know what, we're harming our customers. We're harming those who we're going to depend on to keep buying our products in the future.
Yeah.
You know, we go killing them off, we're actually hurting our market share. But, you know,
well, they're
not
looking
like
too short term for that, Wayne. You know, we
exactly.
know that.
Exactly.
They want,
right.
they're looking at the next quarter instead of the next quarter century. They're just they're
exactly.
very foolhardy in that regard. And that's why we're stuck with what we're stuck with.
Mm-hmm. Plus, too, I'd like them to also come to the enlightened realization that they are part of the contributing factor to our social welfare, our social taxation of keeping the
right.
country running, things like this.
And
the
they have a responsibility to the country and the neighborhood and the city and the state that they're in. They're not just global everything and to hell with everything else. No, they've got to realize they have responsibilities as well as pursuit of profit.
Right, but I will say, now I'll follow up and say that that's not going to happen because
right.
greed is a much more powerful emotion than
it
a
sure
social
is.
Conscience is. And that's what
sure
it's
is.
Going to default to.
And, you
it's
know, look at what Obama
greed.
Did this past week. He sided with John Boehner and that damn diamond banker guy, who's such a crook anyway, against Nancy Pelosi. Now, who's been more loyal to Barack Obama than Nancy Pelosi? From day one, she whipped
exactly.
up votes for him. She stuck by the guy left, right, and center on everything, damn near everything. And what does he do? He stabs her in the back, and he goes along with John Boehner and Diamond to coerce Democrats to vote for this terrible Republican budget that's going to cut out $93 million from WIC programs, women and infant children nutrition programs. It's going to allow it's going to basically nullify Dodd-Frank's important parts. It's going to allow banks to speculate again and get us
right.
into another worldwide economic crisis. Maybe a final one. Maybe one that will destroy the whole economy. We don't know. The last one came damn close.
I think this is more D.C. theater being portrayed for the public. I think the deals were already there. And when
it could
you
be,
say,
but the fact is they're there. That's the bad thing.
Yeah, and this is, you know, people are so uninformed that they listen. They actually listen to what a politician says on a commercial on television.
I know.
And then they wonder why, you know, the price of a gallon of milk has doubled in the last 3 years. They wonder why.
Although the inflation rate is only 1.3% or whatever the hell they say it is,
right,
they doctor
right.
that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all being.
Yeah.
It's like being out of the slump of the fiscal crisis we went through. Well, you know, those are just jockeyed numbers.
Well, right.
Are
yeah, they recalculated unemployment figures to make them more favorable. It's just ridiculous. What are they measuring? All you can measure is bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't rely on a damn thing for accuracy anymore.
Yeah. Well, what was the famous term from the Reagan administration? Voodoo economics. Yeah, and it's just all pretend.
It is.
It's like to say there's lies, damn lies, and then there's statistics.
Yeah. And they bend the statistics their own way. They slice and dice them every which way so they get
exactly.
something that appears favorable to them. It's nonsense. And all it does is confuse and baffle the public, and it makes people, you have to really stay on your toes to stay abreast of really what's going on and really know what's going on. And that's why there's so much bullshit going on, Fox News and all the mainstream media. That's why I've come to rely on Free Speech TV, and I keep harping it up. It's a great, great network. It tells the truth. It has real worthwhile debate. It covers all sides of the topics. It may not favor any one or the other, but it does cover them all, and it lets you make up your mind for yourself based on facts, not on suppositions. And just I'll mention in progress, in passing, it's the end of the year now, and a good tax break, if people wanted to get a tax break, would be to donate whatever you can to Free Speech TV. I would encourage everybody to go to www.freespeech.org and see what it's all about. You'll find news on there that you'll never see on your regular mainstream media news, and you'll find all kinds of facts that you never knew about. You'll get quite an education by looking at freespeech.org, and you can donate right online, or you can call their toll-free number. And if you want to get out your pencils, people, I'll just wheel it off right now. The toll-free number for donations to Free Speech TV is 1-877-378-8669. That's 1-877-378-8669. There are a number of incentives, depending on the show that you're following, or just in general. The first thing is if you donate just $60, you may get a cup or a mug or something with your favorite show host name on it or something, or definitely they're going to send a lump of coal to arrive by Christmas. They're going to send a little lump of coal in your name to David and Charles Koch, because those guys are the biggest naughties on the Santa Claus list, and they're going to dump that right in their lap, right at their door, and that's a good incentive right there.
I prefer the switches, because those bastards need to be beaten.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so gentlemen, I have another question for you.
Go ahead.
What politicians are you looking at right now with a good surprise? I know Jack has one who's a favorite of his out west.
Oh, I love Bernie Sanders, no doubt about it.
Well, even he's getting on my iffy list, but I know that you're one of the politicians that you have been following.
Well, I like Elizabeth Warren too, but we're not going to have perfection, Gwen. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I think we kind of do with the lady out in Portland, the socialist.
Oh yeah, Kishama.
Oh,
Sawant.
That
yeah,
one.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but she's not. She's only on the Seattle City Council. She's not running for presidency.
Yeah.
Oh, but she's the kind of a politician that you can point to and say, this is how you do it. This is how
you run
your integrity.
Exactly.
Good
yep.
for her, too. Yes.
Wayne,
yep.
do you have any politics?
I was going to say, right now I have to favor Elizabeth Warren, as Jack does and many of us, just simply because she's saying what is going on is harming the working middle class. And that is the biggest demographics of our society here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't keep assaulting that working middle class. You can't take away their democracy. You take away the democracy of saying, oh, well, there's a lot of people. It wasn't as enunciated or made as aware, but there's a lot of people, again, purged by the Republicans on the voting rolls across the country that didn't make the news And, you take away the democracy from the citizens, you lose your working middle class, you lose, your voice.
You don't even hear any talk on the mainstream media anymore about income inequality, very little, and the causes for it. That was yesterday's topic. They've dropped that like a hot potato. You'll hear it constantly on Free Speech TV,
Free Speech Org. Jack, and I get back to, it's the money. News is now, just like every other program, if I say something that the sponsor, the corporation, doesn't like, doesn't want reality
he'll
to
cut
be,
his money. He'll cut you off from his money.
Then I take away your advertising dollars. I've cut away your paycheck. I've shut down your show.
That's the nice thing about free speech, though. Its programs are completely, totally, 100% viewer-supported. There's no corporate influence. There's no no government money involved at all. It's completely viewer supported, and that's what keeps it pure, and that's what keeps it on track, and that's why
I
support it as strongly as I do.
I might add, this show right here, none of us are getting paid. We're doing it. We're donating our own time and effort, our own research and stuff, looking into it, because
we have
a calling to say this is important to get out because people need to know the truth.
You're not, and Glenn's not.
None of us are shaded by anybody's other influence than our own conscience.
No, right, exactly. And we're beholden to no one except the truth and to fairness and things like that. That's all we care about.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And I'm understanding, as long as you guys keep talking about her, I'm understanding that there's a committee in D.C. that are trying to persuade Warren to toss her head into the candidacy for the...
Yeah, I've heard of that, too.
Boy, would I be a cheerleader for that.
That'd be
absolutely
great.
Absolutely, because...
I don't think she's built enough...
I
don't think she's built enough political allies and so forth to make a really successful run at it. And she's getting up there in age. She isn't old yet, but she's... By the time
she's Hillary Clinton's age.
Yeah, right. And that's, Hillary, after this four-year period, Hillary won't be running again. Nobody, you get too old.
Yeah. That's why, I'd like to see, a lot of
I'd
the
like
old
to see
guard.
Sherrod Brown run. I'd like to see Ron Wyden run. I'd like to see Jeff Merkley run. Any of those people would be fine. Just to name a few, and I'm sure there are others will come to mind, but... those guys are relatively—they're very progressive and they're relatively reliable. But my very favorite is Bernie Sanders, and he's getting up there too, and Elizabeth Warren. And time is of the essence here, so she may decide to run. I think the best they can achieve is to push Hillary Clinton a little bit further to the left than she is right now.
Right.
And that's about
the
best they'll be able to achieve. I don't think they'll win the nomination or anything.
Here's what I'd like to tell Gwen, too. Go ahead, Gwen. Go ahead.
MoveOn.org is all behind this Elizabeth Warren candidacy. They're trying
Interesting.
To...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which that's...
Well, see, Jack, I was going to say, Bill Clinton was an unknown. He was just a hickey-fied Arkansas governor, with high ideals or, whatever at the time. That's the way they were portraying himself. He was losing primaries, even.
Right.
And
well, the only reason he
won until
he
showed up on the
other was because Ross Perot challenged Bush. It was a three-way
split. That's true. It split the vote.
That's what did it.
But, it was better than had Daddy Bush got another second term.
Oh,
and
exactly.
It's just like,
I agree.
Yes, Hillary Clinton's not perfect. Hopefully we can, as a groundswell, the voices of Elizabeth Warren and all those of us who are in her camp, hope to push Hillary more towards the progressive side.
Yes.
Hands down, it's going to be better than Jeb Bush, Christie, or anybody.
You guys,
not the other side's going to put it.
Go ahead.
You guys are drinking the lesser evil Kool-Aid again.
That's true. Go ahead.
You can stand alone on a platform and say, no, it's got to be this way, this way, this way. And then nobody will vote for him, and then what are you left with? You're left with a landslide on the right. Who needs that?
Yeah.
Well, the landslide will probably be between Rick Perry and whoever saunters out onto the stage.
God forbid.
I understand that the esteemed Louisiana governor there, Jingle,
that idiot,
or whatever they want to call
him.
Making his plea for the candidacy of presidency at a church meeting.
Rubio. He's another flake.
The lying, the liar of Florida.
Well, with Jingle, I want to see his birth certificate. I bet that would never come up from that side.
Birthers going against Republicans these days.
I was going to say, Donald Trump's of that party will never demand and make a big spectacle of.
yeah. Well, that's partly race baited, you know, race-based, but as we know. But all this, he's a Muslim shit, and he's a socialist and all the other nonsense. God, I think he's the most lied about guy we've ever known in public life.
Well, that plus, and a lot of people don't know this, and a lot of people may not know this, but there has been more death threats, more actual attempts that they've been able to thwart, and plans that they've been able to uncover against this current president than any other president combined.
Right,
wow.
Right.
Wow.
I mean,
and
even
more accusations
Kennedy,
against him too, most of which have been false.
Yeah. I'd love to see the Capitol building shook to its very core, but I would never, ever want to see one of our politicians or statesmen or leaders ever harmed that way.
That's not cricket, period.
No matter how bad or good they are, you don't want to see that happen anytime. You know,
yeah,
it's just a
bad
thing.
Government by
and
the end
know,
of the gun.
All throughout history, it's had negative. Almost always, political assassinations have had very negative effects afterward. They changed history in a course that was very bad. You know, look at JFK in our lifetime. He got killed, and what we accelerated into Vietnam. There was some indication that he may have gotten us out of that quagmire. It drained us terribly. It was a horrible war to be in, and that may have never happened had he lived. You know, we don't know. We'll never know.
Well, no, that's just it.
He was killed, and all of a sudden the direction changed, or it intensified, and it went a different direction. And Lincoln, the same way, you know, look, the rise of the radical Republicans, they just screwed everything up for a long time. They made it possible for the railroads to become the kingpin. They made it possible for the robber barons to come into being and to basically dominate the economy and exploit workers. They delayed labor union entrance into this country for many, many, many years. And that was a negative influence, too. So you can't, political assassinations are bad.
That lasted until Roosevelt, too.
Right,
yeah,
it did,
right.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Well,
yeah.
But I also want to make you brought up something there, and I want to make another point to drive this home was, those that were for the assassination of Kennedy, those that were printing out flyers and propaganda and whipping up the hate mongering against JFK was Daddy Coke, son of the Coke.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Good point.
So it's the same old playbook. The kids are repeating Daddy's own atrocities to humanity because they got the money enough to do it.
And they're working under the table. They're not. They're doing very sneaky, and they're being very effective, unfortunately. But little by little, more is becoming known about them.
These are two brothers from a family whose aunt was the only woman who was tried in Nuremberg at the end of World War
II. I didn't know that. Interesting.
I mean, this is the gal who had the lampshades of human skin in her house.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't know that. I'm not surprised.
Now that you mention it, I do remember that now.
I'm not surprised.
I had read that, yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And it was the tattoos.
Made the connection.
It was the tattoos of those being exterminated. They were actually removing, skinning, and cutting off the patches of the skin that had the tattoos on it, and she made the lampshade out of it.
So she had
a lampshade of human skin tattooed.
Yeah. They're weird people.
Fine family.
They are weird people. They are very weird people. They're
and
dangerous.
Wisconsin voters are overwhelmingly enabling these people every time they've been going to the polls.
Exactly.
They had a chance to purge that governor.
Yeah.
Would their money become behind the Republican Party? Look what we have become. That torture report came out. And any American who doesn't just sit down in shame, I don't have any time for.
You don't have time for a lot of people then, Gwen, because a lot of people don't even know that's a bad thing. They don't know about Alec. They don't know that the Koch brothers were instrumental in setting up Alec. They don't know the extent of their power and their influence in the government because they've kept their noses out of the radar and their heads low. But we're little by little, people are starting to find out about them, and they're not liking what they hear.
You know what, Jack? I'll bet you Candy Crowley knows all about the Koch brothers' aunt. I'll bet you that Walter Cronkite would have never let one like that go by.
No, right. Well,
you're
Candy Crowley's
right.
Hardly a good journalist, let's put it this
Harley
way.
Harley Brinkley, Walter Cronkite, that was when, and, oh, my goodness, the one who used to broadcast from London.
Oh, Edward R. Murrow.
I guarantee you Edward R. Murrow would have never let this
absolutely
go
not,
by.
Right.
Edward R. Murrow would have been assassinated by now. Are you kidding me?
No,
yeah,
well,
could have been.
But,
could have been.
Yeah, but for not letting this go by.
Yeah.
Jeez, none of those people would have let these things go by when they put it in context of the actions that these guys are taking with their money now. It's the same
right.
kind of obscenity to humanity.
Oh, and
the absurd
amount of money
is,
that people can put into politics now, and they want to make it even worse. It's just unbelievable. You know, it was once one man, one vote. But that wasn't good enough for these money grabbers. They wanted to have their money do all the talking, and they wanted to have a leverage against regular people. So that's why they've slowly but surely gained greater and greater access to the political spectrum by donating all kinds of money behind the scenes, above board, any way they can, they'll do it.
Yes,
yeah, well, and also too, we were talking about
institutions.
Yeah, we were talking about. Edward R. Murrow, Huntley Brinkley, Walter Cronkite, those TV shows, those news channels were not for-profit shows. So they
right.
could have the luxury of being unbiased.
That was before Reagan got rid of the fairness doctrine and made it turn into infotainment.
Yes, infotainment. Infopropaganda.
Hearst is laughing in his digs and environs. Listen, we only have a few minutes. If you have, because we're not going to be on until the new year now. We're coming into the holidays.
Okay.
I don't think we are. Aren't we in the smack dab in the holidays?
Pretty quick here, yeah. Next week's the 21st, so 28th after that, so it's up to you.
Oh, okay. No, we'll be back here next week. So I'm sorry you got
that one back.
Sorry.
All I can say is next Thursday, look at the Saturday Afternoon Post because the annual Santa's Bozos for 2014 will appear next Thursday.
There
are
no first space to confine to that.
There you go. And there are a lot of bozos to choose from this year.
So, Wayne, give us your call signals there. Tell us where you're from. Your blog, your everything, please, so folks know how to find you.
Wayne, are you still there?
Wayne?
We've lost him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, there you are. There you are. I hit the button. Sorry, it's my fault.
Okay.
Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson on WordPress.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. And we're coming up now on our minute of silence that we're going to why don't you tell them a little bit about Daughters of Isis, Gwen, and then we'll go to our minute of silence and we'll get off the air.
Well, as you can find a lot for this week, I'll still be shipping, so come on over to daughtersofisis.com. We've got a lot of wonderful sensual goodies for you. Oils, bath, body and beyond kind of thing. I did want to mention, of course, that we are sponsored by Roundtree 7, that's the number 7.com, and the Saturday Afternoon Post, that's online with Jack Jodell. And now we have a minute of silence before we get off the air. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been the Sunday Show on Human Monsters. I'm going to break the actor now. Next Sunday with another in. And that is our show tonight.
Keep pushing forward. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jack.